I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the state reformatory has placed Ellie Connors, now known as Mary Edwards, on probation for a few weeks and will decide at the end of that period whether or not the girl should be released and allowed to remain with Lum and Abner. Uncle Henry Lunsford, the town marshal, has been appointed as probation officer. As we look into a little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store and library.
Yeah, but, Lum, I still think we ought to tell Mary about her being on that probation and all that stuff.
Well, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Oh, I'm bound to be.
Just fear, though, it's going to make her feel self-unconscious if she knows she's being watched all the time. Something like that makes you feel kind of cute, you know. Pretty soon you get to acting suspicious, and then, well, it just gets to be one of them ferocious circles.
Yeah, but, Lum,
on the other hand, maybe if she knows Uncle Henry Lunsford will send her back to the reformatory if she does do anything wrong, maybe that'll put her on her best behavior.
Why, sure it will.
That'd be the safest thing to do at that.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
I'll have a little talk with her if she comes down to the store today.
Yeah.
She was aiming on coming down, wasn't she?
Well, I believe she was. Her and some other little girls went out to pick some berries this morning, look for musky dimes and stuff. They ought to be back by now, though.
Just one thing I hope, and that is I hope Uncle Henry don't get to talking too much and tell everybody in town who Mary actually is.
Well, does he know that she's Ellie Connors and she's the one to escape from a reformatory and all that?
Well, sure he does. He has to know that.
He does.
The reformatory told him all that when they pined him as the fellow who's supposed to watch over Mary while she's on probation.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I talked to Uncle Henry about that, and he said he'd keep it to himself, all right, but you know what happens to him when he gets in the barbershop there.
Oh, yeah.
Has to tell everything he knows and a lot of stuff he don't know.
Yeah, only way Mose Moots can keep him from talking is just ram that brush in his mouth, fill his mouth full of lather to get him to hush up. He's always telling stories about all the desperate criminals he's arrested. I don't believe he's actually arrested more than two people all the time he's had that job of town marshal.
Well, when he gets to talking like that, Mose generally drops a hot towel on his face, too.
Yeah, that hushes him up.
That's one that Mose bows them towels on the stove there and carries them over there at the stick. He's scared to take them up with his hand and just draps them on her face. I've seen fellas come running out of that barbershop screaming at the top of their voice.
Well, he has to drap the towels. He can't hold them no longer. It's harder to get them on.
And then when he gets to scraping you with that razor, it just feels about like he's beating them off with a wet rope.
Oh, yeah, worst thing in the world. Have to take a drink of water, see if your mouth leaks anyplace every time he gets through shaving you. Yeah, he's the worst.
I know he's dying. Tell somebody about Ellie, too.
Oh, bound to be.
Yeah, tell you, we're going to have to be awful careful with him, not get him riled up over nothing.
Yeah, you're right about that, Lum. And that ain't going to be easy to do, neither, if that temper he's got.
He come in here when you was out making the deliveries, and he had the nerve to ask if Mary had stole anything from us lately.
He did.
He done it.
Well, what'd you do, just throw the varmint out of here?
Well, I was just getting ready to do that, and then I recollected myself and realized that was the wrong approach.
Because I'd have thrown him out porch and no porch. I can throw him over the porch. Stand
well,
right foot
it.
Well,
that'd be the worst one thing we could do, Abner. We don't dare let him get the least bit mad at us. It just ain't safe. That's all there are to it.
Well, I know one thing. I ain't never going to vote for him for town marshal again. Not if I live to be 184-year-old.
Yeah, I told him Mary'd give up stealing for good, but then he wanted to get her fingerprints.
Fingerprints? What do you want them for?
I don't know. He takes this job he's got here so dadgum serious sometimes. It might drive me stark or even mad crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I recollect one fella he had in jail there. He wanted to shave his head, and then he made him take a hammer and break up some rocks, and then couldn't figure out nothing to do with the rocks after he got them broke up.
Wait a minute. There comes Mary up out there now.
Huh? Oh, well. Those look like they must have done some good picking berries. Ain't that a sack of them she's got there?
It looks like it might be.
Why, that little rascal.
Good for her.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's having the time of her life leaving
there. Oh, she is.
Hey, now, you better let me tell her everything about the probation stuff. I'll do it so it won't make her self unconscious.
Yeah, enough. You handle it, Mom. You handle it. You know more about it than I do. Sure.
Well,
howdy, sis. Did you have a good time this morning?
Uh-huh. Uncle Lum.
Hello, sis. What do you mean, sort of?
Well, seems like every place I go, he's hiding there.
Hiding there? Who do you mean?
Oh, that fellow with the beard. Uncle Henry Lunsford.
Why, Uncle Henry ain't got no beard.
No.
It ain't a real one. Just a funny-looking one he's wearing today.
Oh, well, I need a false whisker.
I think he's crazy.
Yeah, doggies, I thought that same thing for years myself, sis.
What do you keep following me all over for? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'll tell you, sis. I reckon this is as good a time as any to tell you.
Makes me feel creepy or something.
Well, here's the whole story. You see, on this trip I made, one of the places I went to...
Hey, Long. Huh? Look out the side window there. Over there, that tree there. Right across there. See there? There's Uncle Henry hiding behind, peeking out over there.
Don't beat the bugs to fight.
Don't he's got on false whiskers, too. Look at
him. He's bound and determined he's going to do this job upright.
Yeah.
Do what job?
Oh, well, as I started to tell you, sis, on this trip of mine, I went to the state reformatory.
I know you did. I just knew you did.
Yeah, well, when
How soon do I have to go back?
Well, maybe never.
Never? Never? You mean that, huh? Do you?
Well, now, wait. Don't get so excited.
No.
All depends on how good you can be in the next few weeks.
Oh, I'll be good. Honest, I will. Honest, I will.
Why, sure. We know you will, honey.
No, we ain't much worried about that. But here's the idea. You see, I asked them there to sort of parole you out to me and Abner.
Yeah?
And at first, they's kind of getting the idea.
Oh.
You see, your running away from there didn't exactly set you in good with them.
No, I guess I shouldn't have done.
No, you oughtn't, I don't think. But anyways, what they finally decided to do was this. They're going to let you stay here for a few weeks and put you on a probation. That means that
I know what it means.
Oh, well, that's the idea anyways. And if you don't do nothing wrong during that time, why, then they take it up again and maybe parole you to us for good.
Oh.
You better tell her about Uncle Henry, though.
Oh, what's he got to do with this?
Well, see, they put him in charge of it.
Yeah, he's the one that's supposed to check up and see that you ain't doing nothing wrong.
Yeah.
We have to report to him every once in a while.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that none, no, sis, no.
No, I won't. I wish he'd quit following me around, though. I don't like that.
Yeah, well, you just have to put up with it, I reckon. You'll more than likely get to where it won't bother you much, Joe.
Now, just recollect this. Uncle Henry has awful quick temper.
Oh, yeah.
Gets mad over the least little thing, so just be careful when he's around.
Yeah. Be nice to him.
Well, I'll try. I don't think I like him, though.
Well, just be on your best good behavior all the time, and you won't have nothing to worry about.
Why, of course not. Yeah, well, here, let's see what you got in the sack there. Did you get a lot of berries?
No, not awful many. Couldn't find hardly none, but we picked some flowers and pretty leaves and stuff.
Well, that's nice. Virginia Blevins go along with you?
We had another sack full of stuff, but we lost it, and then when we went back to hunt for it, we seen Uncle Henry had picked it up, and he was looking all through it.
He was? I do know. Looking for something that's been stolen more like it. Did you hear that, Long?
Yeah. Well, if he's happy doing that, I reckon it ain't doing no harm. That's what we got to do, is keep him happy.
Oh. I wish it was somebody else, though. I'd rather keep somebody I like happy.
Well, just don't pay no attention to them, sis. What are you going to do with them wildflowers you brought back?
Oh, I don't know. Can I put them in a vase or something and put them on the table in the library there?
Well, I reckon it'll be all right, won't it, Long?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Better get the phone there, Abner. I believe that was our ring.
Oh, I don't know. I never pay no attention. I'll get it, though. John, down at the one library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Just a minute. Hey, Long.
What is it?
It's Squire Skimp, and he started to say something about getting a letter back from Wisconsin.
Getting a letter back?
Yeah, don't you know, I told you, when you was gone, he come in here and wanted to sell some insurance to Mary's papa for Mary here, and want to know her papa's name and address so as he could write him a letter. And Fred Edwards is the name I studied up for him to call her papa.
That's right. That sounds bad, don't it? Here, I better talk to him.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know what to say to him.
Let me have the receiver turn loose. Hello, Squire. This is Long.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Had a fine trip.
Had a fine trip.
Uh-huh. How's that? Oh, yeah. Abner mentioned that to me. Oh, they couldn't locate Fred, huh? Well, he just moved. Yeah, well, sort of out of town, but not exactly. Kind of in and out of town, both sort of. Huh. Well, what he's actually living in is a trailer, I think. Yeah. Well, Squire, why don't you just let me handle this insurance thing for him? Yeah, I take care of lots of his business matters that way. Yeah, well, let's do it that way then, Squire. Yeah. All right, Squire. Not at all. Goodbye.
Stogies, you got all that in good loan. I got to hand it to you.
Yeah. Gee, that was a narrowly escape.
Yeah, there is old get out.
Say, can I put the flowers in the suit jar? I couldn't find no vase.
Why, sure, yeah, that'll be fun. Here, I'll have to fix them up, sis. Come
no,
on.
I think I can do that.
I'll help you now. See what kind of flowers you got in this sack here.
They're not very pretty.
Oh, my goodness. Mary, did you pick much of this stuff here?
Huh?
I mean that leaf right there on top there.
Let's see.
This one here.
Oh, no, Virginia picked those. I didn't think they were very pretty.
My doggies, you don't know how lucky you are, sis.
That other sack had a lot of this stuff in it. I mean the one that Uncle Henry picked up and looked all through it.
Oh, my goodness. You know what that stuff is?
Huh?
It's poison oak.
Poison oak?
Yeah, look there, Lola.
Oh, my goodness. Now Uncle Henry will send her back as sure as the world. She's poison oak, and that's what she said.